First of all, a reminder that early voting continues through Saturday with 6 locations in Orange County. Say them with me. The Chapel Hill Public Library, the Seymour Center on Homestead Road, Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street downtown, the Carborough Town Hall Complex, Orange Works at Hillsborough Commons on Mayo Street, and the Eflin Raritan Club. Another 2,474 Orange County residents cast early ballots yesterday, bringing the total now past 27,000 since early voting began. Visit our website, chapelborough.com, for more early voting info, plus introductions from the local candidates on our elections page. In crime news, authorities have made an arrest in the road rage incident Monday night that led to a shooting that injured a small child. After reviewing security cam footage of the incident from a resident on Miller Road, Orange County Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Kelly Long of Hurdle Mills and charged him with 4 counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. He had his first court appearance yesterday. The incident happened shortly before 7 p.m. on Monday. Long allegedly fired a weapon several times at another car, causing damage to the vehicle and grazing a 4-year-old who was riding in a car seat. Luckily, the child was not seriously injured. In Raleigh, Governor Roy Cooper yesterday signed an executive order creating a commission on the future of public universities to be headed up by former UNC system presidents Tom Ross and Margaret Spellings, a Democrat and a Republican, respectively. The commission's purpose will be to recommend changes to how members of UNC boards are chosen, including the system board of governors and the boards of trustees of individual schools. Currently, that power rests primarily with the GOP-controlled General Assembly, and Cooper and others have criticized what they call undue political influence on those boards. The commission has 8 months to make recommendations, though any changes will have to be approved by the General Assembly itself. Back locally, preliminary work is ongoing for the upcoming redevelopment of University Place Mall, where our station is located. Fences are up around parts of the parking lot where construction is about to begin, including now along Willow Drive, where a new apartment building is about to go in. All these changes will have one unintentional effect. The Chapel Hill Farmers Market is about to relocate to a different spot in the same parking lot. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell with more on that.
We've got a lot of nice shade cover, and it's very visible.
Kate Underhill is the manager of the Chapel Hill Farmers Market. On this Tuesday edition of the market, she's walking around the vendors' booths and hanging up flyers telling customers that the market is going to be switching locations.
So this has been a good spot for us.
The Chapel Hill Farmers Market has long called University Place Mall its home, but it has stayed in the western corner bordering South Estes Drive for the longest stint. The market, which sees hundreds of people visit the dozens of local vendors each week, has long been popular, but saw bumps in attendance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Underhill says the fact the local market took safety precautions while never closing is a point of pride for the farming community and small businesses who participate.
I think we gained a lot of customers during that time because people wanted to have that space and feel safe that way. And they're still coming to our market because we've been able to keep that atmosphere. It's been nice. And now we're about to move to a new location in the mall in 2 weeks.
As University Place continues its redevelopment plans, the empty bank site near where the farmers market sets up twice a week will soon begin demolition for a new bank. That means a relocation will be in order, with the Chapel Hill Farmers Market and mall management making the change in just 2 weeks. The good news, Underhill says, is that the market isn't moving far. Starting Tuesday, November 15th, it will be held on the eastern border of University Place near Fordham Boulevard, in the parking lot formerly for the Southern Season Store and Orange County Recycling Center. Underhill says the market will be sharing lots of social media posts reminding people of the migration, but updated signs and directions shared on the mall property should also help catch the attention of any lost customers. But what will become of the Chapel Hill Farmers Market in the long term? Underhill says the plan isn't to stay in that exact spot. She says there have been discussions over the years about whether moving from University Place is in the best interest for the market's future. While that is still a possibility, the redevelopment of the mall provides an opportunity to better feature the market. Ram Realty, the owners and developers of University Place, aim to create a new Main Street area after demolishing the empty Southern Season portion of the existing mall building. Underhill says the current vision is for that entire section to be shut down on the farmers market days.
And it's going to have green space, and it's going to have a couple of small businesses there. It's going to have plenty of parking. It's going to have playscape, and it's going to have room for our market. And so that is the plan right now. It's still a couple of years down the road before that space will be finished.
Right now, though, the focus is making sure customers are ready to see the market's new location. With winter holidays coming up, Underhill says it's a popular time for people to visit the market, and she doesn't want anyone to believe vendors won't be available.
People think, oh, it's winter, you won't have anything here. But we are in North Carolina, and this market is open year-round, and the farmers are growing things year-round because they can here, which is wonderful. It's still a big time for us, and it's the holidays, and everybody's out shopping, and food is a big part of these holidays. So, yeah, we're a little bit worried about people finding us and knowing that we're still open.
Tuesday, November 15th will be the first market session in the new spot bordering Fordham Boulevard. It will be open on Saturday, November 19th, and then Tuesday, November 22nd, before closing its only Saturday of the year, November 26th, after Thanksgiving. From there, the Chapel Hill Farmers Market will fully transition into its winter schedule, and hopefully will be fully settled in to its temporary new home. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Finally, we turn to health news as we head into a winter that's likely to see a rise not only in COVID cases, but also in flu cases, leading health experts to step up their efforts to urge people to get their vaccines. Zachary Horner is the public information officer for the health department in Chatham County.
You know, we're at 11% right now of people in Chatham County who have received at least one new booster. And that's, you know, maybe not surprising. People are particularly tired of hearing about vaccines after the last year and a half, and I don't blame them. We've got some work to do on the messaging side of saying, you know, this is why we're doing this. We want to keep people healthy, keep them safe, particularly with the holiday season, with it getting cold weather. We always see an increase in viral diseases, COVID being no exception, and the flu as well around this time of year. You know, we've had historically low numbers of flu cases and flu deaths over the last couple of years, which makes sense. You know, we've been practicing a lot more things that prevent viral diseases from spreading, but we're seeing an increase in flu activity across the country, and particularly here in North Carolina. So really, we'll just encourage folks to, you know, get a booster, make an appointment, get a booster. It takes 5 minutes and increases your protection against COVID. And the flu shot as well for the flu.
That's Zachary Horner there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. The ACC tournament gets underway today for two Tar Heel teams. First of all, field hockey, where top-seeded UNC is set to take on Syracuse in the semifinals. The Orange beat BC 6-2 in the first round yesterday. Game time is 1 p.m. This year's tournament is not too far up the way, up the road in Durham. The ACC tourney also opens today for UNC men's soccer. Tar Heels are the seventh seed in the tournament. They're hosting 10-seed Boston College in the first round tonight at 6, with the winner moving on to face 2-seed Syracuse on Sunday. Some Tar Heel tennis stars are also in action today as the ITA Fall National Championships get underway in San Diego. On the women's side, junior Fiona Crawley is the top seed in singles. Abby Forbes is the 3-seed. Carson Tangilig and Annika Jarlagata are also in the bracket, and Crawley and Tangilig are competing in doubles as well. They're the 2-seed there. On the men's side, Ryan Segerman and Brian Cernocker in the doubles bracket. Segerman is also competing in singles. Elsewhere in sports, more individual honors for Tar Heel quarterback Drake May after leading Carolina football to a win on Saturday. He's been named Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week and Maxwell Award Player of the Week after throwing for 388 yards and 5 TDs in UNC's win over Pitt. As a team, UNC checked in at number 17 in the initial college football playoff rankings, which came out yesterday. They'll look to boost that ranking when they take on Virginia this Saturday. And of course, we're also just 5 days out now from the start of UNC basketball season as the Tar Heels host UNCW on Monday night. The top-ranked Heels beat Johnson C. Smith in an exhibition on Friday, 101-40, despite being down 4 players. Here's head coach Hubert Davis on that performance.
Well, I don't know if I was going into the game and had boxes that I needed checked. I know that I wanted to play well. I know our guys, I wanted us to play well on both ends of the floor. One of the things that I had talked to them about all day was that in everything that we do, it has to be connected to our energy, our effort, and our enthusiasm. And that's something that I really wanted, whether from an offensive standpoint or defensively. And so I was really happy with that. I felt like the energy and the effort and the enthusiasm was on the floor. It was with the guys that were on the bench cheering for the guys on the floor. In the huddles, I really liked it. I liked it as well, and so I'm very proud of him.
That's Hubert Davis speaking there again. Monday night, UNC takes on UNCW. We'll have that action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill.